Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Kevin Kester, president-elect of NCBA, joining us in just a moment. It's the big event. Express Ranch is selling over 600 head in 2 days, Friday, August 18th, Saturday, August 19th, at the ranch in Yukon. On Friday at 1 p.m., they'll be selling 231 fall calving females. Then Saturday, August 19th, it'll be the traditional big event offering. Over 300 lots will sell. Cows with heifer calves, donor cows, fall calving two-year-olds, fall and spring open heifer calves, and 49 show heifer prospects. For more information, call Express Ranches, 800-664-3977, or go to expressranches.com.
Wheat farmers, looking to bring an all-out blitz against rye and other tough weedy grasses? Then put Double Stop CL Plus on your team. OSU researchers team with BASF to develop this Clearfield variety that offers two genes of herbicide resistance. Double Stop CL Plus tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses, and at harvest, Double Stop CL Plus delivers huge results in the most difficult environments. To learn more about Double Stop CL Plus, log on to okgenetics.com.
Current top leadership of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association includes Craig Uden, president from Nebraska, Jennifer Houston, vice president from Tennessee, and the president-elect Kevin Kester from the central part of California. Had the opportunity to sit down and talk with Kevin recently at the Summer Cattle Industry Business Session and got a little more information about his operation in Monterey County.
So I'm a fifth-generation rancher from the central coast of California. My family's been ranching in our area of the state since 1867, and we're a commercial cow-calf and a stocker operation. We also have some wine grape vineyards, and that's our family operation in California.
2017 has been quite a year for the cattle industry, whether you're talking about markets, whether you're talking about things going on in our nation's capital. A lot of excitement, it seems like.
Everywhere that we travel, our officer team for NCBA travels across the country. People are in an upbeat mood and optimistic, especially since the election last November. It's quite a transformation on people's attitudes, and it's refreshing to see and exciting. And that's transforming the us being able to have connections in Washington, D.C. with this administration. And now we're starting to see some wins with our policy efforts in Washington. And hopefully we get to the tax reform package here in Washington, D.C. to start talking about and having some action on before the end of this year and into next year. And we've got some really important things such as repeal of the death tax and some other very important tax code changes in this tax reform package where we need to advocate for our members and producers across agriculture. So we got to work on that. And we have a farm bill coming up, hearings, as you know, already starting. And we've got some huge priorities in the farm bill that protect some conservation title programs like EQIP, which are hugely important to folks across the country. And also we're advocating for a new program, a foot and mouth vaccine bank to be funded at USDA to help protect us and our cattle industry if we ever have that unfortunate outbreak of foot-and-mouth disease here in the U.S., and also some research funding in the Farm Bill. And those are kind of some of the highlights that I'm going to be focusing on towards the end of this year and going into next year.
And Kevin Kester says, coming from California, he's also very aware of the need to interact with consumers successfully and answer their questions as best we can about how we raise our beef.
Coming from California, we've had to deal with that kind of public perception issues all the way from animal welfare to environmental issues for years now. So on those kinds of things, what starts in California almost always gravitates eastward, and so the rest of the country has to suffer what we end up fighting with in California on those issues. So we do, animal welfare is just going to keep rising to the top of our consumers' minds. That's millennials especially. So we've got to be aware of that, address that, be cognizant of it, and the consumer's always right. So we have to adapt and do what our customers demand.
Sometimes it's kind of hard to swallow that statement, the consumers are right.
Well, that's right. But if we want to, we have stiff competition from other proteins in this country and across the world. And if we want to stay at the top and be successful for our future generations of ranchers and farmers in this country, we have to adapt and be flexible to what the consumer wants.
Cattle producer Kevin Kester. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new 3-day sale week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feed our cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Click over to their website at OKCWest.com or drop by the sale barn located just east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.